When it comes to sport, though, most of the attention has been about a little club based at Red Hill on the north side of town, a little club called the Broncos, celebrating 30 years since it made its debut in the Rugby League Premiership competition back in 1988. But over the past few months, it has become a circus, all about who would coach in 2019. Wayne Bennett, who delivered the club six premierships, is gone. And for his second day on the job, Anthony Seibold will be taking training. Paul White is the Broncos' chief executive. So many questions, Paul White, and I guess we start with something like this. Can you understand why fans would be frustrated, maybe angry, maybe dismayed by how this saga has played out?
Yeah, most definitely, Craig, and good morning to you, and good morning to Rebecca, and good morning to listeners. But I absolutely, you know, understand the frustrations that our members and supporters would feel. It's been disappointing for us. We've been faced with a number of challenges. We've tried to remain consistent and respectful. Unfortunately, the events of Friday led to further reflection over the weekend, and we arrived at the decision on Sunday. And may I say, we arrived at that decision based on what we firmly believe is the best interest of our club, and giving our team and our club the best chance of success in the 2019 season. We simply could not have gone on for a moment longer with the issues that were at play.
It is reported that players had been in contact with you over the weekend urging for a resolution. Is that true?
No, the accountability for this decision lies firmly with myself and the board, and we take that accountability. I think it's very unfair to suggest that we were relying on input from players to arrive at our decision. The day-to-day operation of a footy club, it's incumbent upon a lot of people, particularly the leaders within our club, to have, you know, strong relationships with players. That's certainly the case. But, you know, to say that this decision was determined by players would be grossly unfair.
Paul White, how damaging has this been for the club?
Look, it hasn't been a good time for us, Rebecca. There's no doubt about that. I think the marker of this decision is how we can move on from it. You know, our club's been around for 30 years, and that's a proud 30 years of history. The decision will obviously be a marker in our club's history, and our club will probably be around for another 100 years. So tough decisions have had to be made in the past. Certainly uncomfortable decisions have had to be made in the past, and this was very much one of those. But, you know, what I'm accountable for now is working as hard as I possibly can to make sure the induction of Anthony Seibold and the new staff that he's brought in runs as smoothly as possible. We got to work on that yesterday. Anthony arrived up in Brisbane just after 7:30. I met with him for an hour. We addressed all the staff and the football operations people. Anthony presented to them, I presented to them. He did a press conference at 10. We then addressed the playing group, myself and Anthony as well. And as you would have seen, he was on the training field. They had a full afternoon of training yesterday afternoon. And he finished his day meeting with some of our elite player development coaches and players in that system.
He's going to have a lot of pressure on his shoulders as head coach of the Broncos. But you will as well, as you say, that you and the board have to be accountable for the decision to sack Wayne Bennett and terminate his contract a year early. Wayne Bennett wouldn't answer your call on Sunday. How difficult was it to leave a voicemail saying his time was up at the club?
It's hugely challenging, mate. Obviously, Craig, but Wayne and I go back a long time, and I met a lot of people who made commentary on this. We were simply at the point that a decision had to be made. We had training commencing on the Monday. You know, it was certainly not the option that I would have chosen, but it's incumbent that in my position that I at least Wayne knew what I wanted to speak to him about. I made multiple calls. He didn't return those calls. I accept that, but I also accept responsibility for having to do what was right for our club at that time, and that's what I do.
Have you spoken to him at all in the last 24 hours?
No, I haven't. You know, I mean, I don't want to go into the specifics, but, the offer was there, but, I guess the circumstances would dictate I'm not expecting a call anytime soon.
What personal toll has that had on you, Paul White? As you said, you and Wayne go back a long time to your days at the police academy.
Look, now's not a time for me to start, you know, personal reflections or thinking about, you know, this decision's obviously taken a toll on many people, but it goes with, I guess, the job that I have. In some ways, the job I have is public property, and with that comes its own pressures. And unfortunately, sometimes you make decisions which probably aren't best for you personally, but they are in the best interest of the club. And like I said before, I accept accountability for those decisions. Ultimately, the judgment for those decisions will be made by the performance of our squad, and also of the performance of our business more generally. So I accept full accountability for that. And I'm certainly not, you know, self-reflecting. I'm personal tales of myself. My job today, as it was yesterday and the day before, is to work very, very hard to make sure that we move on as quickly as possible and provide ourselves with the best platform for the 2019 season.
Paul White is the CEO of the Brisbane Broncos, where a new era began yesterday, Anthony Seibold putting the players through a sweaty training session. Paul White, will the Broncos have to pay out what was remaining on Wayne Bennett's contract?
Look, all those terms, Rebecca, remain commercial in confidence, and I think everyone would understand that we're not in a position to comment on those matters publicly, nor would we.
What are your goals for the 2019 season and beyond?
Like every other club, Rebecca, will start the season wanting to win a premiership. There's no doubt about that. We always say the first step is to get ourselves in the top four. That gives us the best chance of, a grand final appearance and then ultimately a premiership. So the top four really is probably the benchmark for us, which in itself puts pressure on us from the start. You mentioned that with Anthony. He's aware of that. I've always been aware of it, so that's the starting point. And obviously, the continued growth of our business off the field and particularly the work we do in the community, which over the last couple of years has really grown, and that's certainly a very much a organisational goal, but something I'm quite personally passionate about, the work we do with the community.
And why is Anthony Seibold, in your mind, Paul White, the man to lead the next era of the Broncos? He's only the fourth coach that the club has had.
Yeah, no, it's a good question, Craig. And, we went through a very thorough recruitment process, and we knew that there'd be a divergence of opinion in Anthony's appointment. But again, we made the decision in the best long-term interest of the club and for the right reasons, and those reasons are that we believe he can be a career coach. He's got a coaching philosophy which is backed up by his own systems and structures. He thinks differently about the game. The game's rapidly changing, and I believe he's got the ability to change with it. He's highly innovated. He's got a background in education, teacher, and obviously university lecturer, and he's got a real thirst for knowledge and self-improvement. And I think that, as a personal quality will flow onto our club and certainly to the playing group as well.
Will Alfie Langer still be scurrying about on the field with the Brisbane Broncos?
Yeah, I spoke to Alf yesterday, so Seeds will have a yarn to Alfie this week, but I'm certainly hoping so.
Seebs. So that's what we call the new Broncos coach, Seebs.
Yeah, well, that's his nickname. You know, the other thing I'd like to say is Anthony needs, I guess, everyone's support, and he deserves everyone's support. As I said, we made the decision to appoint him for the right reasons. We believe we can build a future around Anthony, and I just want our members and supporters to welcome him to our club and get behind him. And hopefully our players himself and the club generally will do the rest.
Well, May the 2nd of 2019, I've got that date marked in the diary because that's the first time the Brisbane Broncos will face the South Sydney Rabbitohs in the 2019 season. But there's a lot to happen between now and then, Paul White, as well. Thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Much appreciated.